Welcome to The Score, Fantasy Basketball Podcast, where you get great advice on how to stay ahead of your competition here in these fantasy basketball streets. Now, the dopest analyst in fantasy basketball, Waiver Wire Queen.
Welcome to the Score Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm Waiver Wire Queen, and today we're going to do something a little bit different. I just want to show love to my Chicago Bulls. I'm a big Chicago Bulls fan, and let me tell you, it's been a rough few years, but this year we have obviously turned things around. At first, I wasn't on board with trades we made last season, because I'm like, oh my gosh, we're giving up multiple first round picks. But with the moves we made during the offseason and free agency, I'm loving what we are doing. We have a really good team. And I will say this, because I played basketball. You know, y'all, I was a little good in my day. You know, I had that little jump shot. I was nice like Steph Curry. Anyways, y'all, I look at the team, and the players just look so happy. They have a connection. They look like they enjoy playing a game of basketball, which I know most of these NBA players do love and enjoy the game. And they look like they enjoy playing with each other. That is important. You gotta have chemistry. You can put a bunch of players together, but if they don't gel, they don't have chemistry, it ain't gonna work. Example, the Lakers. Now, I'm not going to go there, but I said that wasn't going to work when they made the trade for Westbrook. But nonetheless, that's another day. But when I think about the last time the Bulls were considered to be a contender in the Eastern Conference, obviously you have to go back to Derrick Rose. And I'm talking about not the years after when we were hanging in there. I'm talking about that year when he first tore up his knee. We were going to beat the Heat. I don't care what anybody says. The Bulls were going to beat the Heat that year. Unfortunately, injuries, and then that just, you know, derailed our season and years to come. One of the most important things that has occurred is Garpax is no longer making these decisions. And, you know, we all as fans have been begging for Garpax. Just stop. Don't do it. Don't do it. Gotta get rid of him. We don't need him to do it. Well, you know what? The Bulls have made a lot of great decisions, starting with the Garpax situation, you know, and I'm just happy and I appreciate how players are going out there on a nightly basis. It has been hard at times, especially me playing fantasy basketball and everyone else who enjoys playing fantasy basketball, just watching basketball. You see all of the players in and out of the health and safety protocol due to COVID. It has made it a tougher season, and some nights you're without your top guys and you're relying on your role players to, you know, carry the load. And our guys have held it down this season. You know, we were without 10 guys at one point, and so games were postponed. And around that time, it was kind of hard, kind of went on a little losing streak, but nonetheless, we hung in there. And the biggest thing about this team, again, I say, is they look happy. They look like they enjoy playing the game of basketball. It's easy. And obviously in NBA, it's not really easy. But what I mean easy, it just comes to them. You know, everybody's connected and in tune. Of course, you're going to have your nights where it's just horrible. But nonetheless, these guys, you can tell, enjoy playing with one another. It's fun, you know. You throw an alley-oop pass, it's fun, you know. That's the most important thing. It's not just, oh, it's business, let me get out here and just play the game. It's fun. They enjoy it. And to add that in your winning, that just, you know, makes players like DeRozan really think about the decision to sign with Chicago and really just sit back and say, I made the right choice, which he did because, you know, he could have went somewhere else. But nonetheless, he's with us. And I'll tell you right now, with the Bulls being 22-10, second in the Eastern Conference right now, we have a chance to take that number one spot. And I'm sure the guys are trying to go for that spot. And it's possible. And again, with all of the things that's going on, you got load management, injuries, protocol, anything is possible. Right now, we're on a 5-game winning streak. You know, I'm just excited. I know every Bulls fan out there is excited, and I'm sure everyone's just excited for basketball. Like, the Bulls haven't really been a great team, in my opinion, since, you know, obviously the 90s when they were dominant. Yeah, they had a good team with Kirk Heinrich and a really good team with Rose, but dominant, and you knew that that team on a nightly basis was going to win. That was MJ and Pippen back in those days, and that was a long time ago. Ooh, child, I'm mentioning Scottie Pippen. I'm only mentioning him because he's on the Bulls, but not going to do it, y'all. I'm not going to do it, but nonetheless, we have a really good team, and I believe we have a shot at making the Eastern Conference Finals and winning. We have our big three, which I will say we have a big four, because I include Lonzo in that big four. Yes, you're going to look at his stats and say, oh, this is average. Well, Lonzo was going to do the things that no one else is going to be willing to do. Lonzo was one of the players I wanted us to sign. One reason, because his defense is really, really good. He's a guard that is one of the best defenders in the NBA. And then he has improved every year. Statistically, to see that Lonzo Ball is shooting 41.9% from threes is amazing. I don't know about you guys, but when he first got in the NBA, I was never expecting. I'm like, I can shoot better than him. I mean, you know, it's been some years, but I can still get out there and do the damn thing. Lonzo Ball has put in the work, and he is a really good, reliable three-point shooter. He's going to hit threes, and that is a big improvement from year one, which was mind-boggling to see that the Pelicans were okay with letting him go. I don't understand it, but I am happy, and I thank them every day for being the Pelicans and moving on from Lonzo Ball, because I was praying that we got him, and I'm glad. Young guard who can play exceptional defense and shoot a really good percentage from threes. That is amazing. And he looks happy. He looks happy and is in a place where I know that the team wants me here. You go from the Lakers, you know, your hometown, and how things ended there. And then you go to the Pelicans, and it's like all over again. Do they want me here? Am I appreciated for the things that I do? Because I know I have talent. And then you go to the Bulls, and they love what you do. And the fans, we love what he does. 13.2 points per game, 5.4 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block, 1.5 steals. And again, I'll stress that, 41.9% from threes. Really good stats from a player that, what's your expectations for Lonzo? My expectations for Lonzo is just coming in and play some good defense and hit the three. He's capable of increasing the rebounding and assist totals, but when you have other guys like LaVine and DeRozan and Nikola, you don't have to do it. But there's going to be those nights where you're going to look at his stat lines, and he's going to have like 16, 17 points, 8-9 rebounds, 8-9 assists, and you're going to be like, ooh, and 4 steals. Yeah, and he shot a great percentage from threes. Yes. Perfect game. Loving it, y'all. I am loving it. And then we'll talk about our closer, DeMar DeRozan. At first, I was like, boy, we signing DeRozan. I was thinking that our rebuild was going to be like a rebuild where we're going to go through the draft and build through the draft. And then you know, the trade occurred and we got Nikola. And then I'm like, oh my God, what is going on here? We done gave up our first. And then we came out the first night and got blown out by 40 points. I was stressed. I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. We don't even got no more draft picks. And then the offseason moves and we got DeRozan. He's our closer. I know y'all watched that game against the Lakers. Yes. Game winner. In the King's house, right? Right over LeBron James, right? Game winner. DeMar DeRozan is having one of his best seasons statistically. He's been in the NBA for a while. Y'all know what he was doing on Toronto. Well, he is playing his tail off. I know teams like Miami and maybe even the Lakers regret not really going hard enough for him, but he came to the right situation, okay? He is our closer, okay? 26.8 points, 5 rebounds, 4.5 assists. Think about how long ago the Bulls had 2 players scoring over 20 points. Think about it. It's been a long time. Very, very rare. And it brings me to LaVine. I remember when he was being drafted. We had a chance to draft him. We did not. I was so upset. The knock on LaVine has always been he doesn't play defense, he can't shoot, he's just athletic, he can dunk. LaVine has gotten in that gym again. When you think about players like Lonzo, got in that gym, worked on his game, which is why he is a hell of a three-point shooter now. And when you think about LaVine, who would have ever thought Zach LaVine would ever be shooting 50% from the field, and it's not just layups and dunks, okay? 41% from threes. Who would have ever thought? A lot of people doubt it, but the proof is there statistically. He put in the work, which is why he's averaging 26.3 points, a little slightly down from last season. He averaged over 27, but that's okay because you have all of these other weapons to ride with you throughout the season and into the finals, y'all. Watch. And he's also averaging 4.4 assists per game. Amazing. I'm loving it. And this is just amazing to see the Bulls having 2 players scoring over 26 points per game. Crazy. And then when you think about our big Nikola, averaging a double-double per game, 11.2 rebounds. That is great. 15.8 points per game. Really good. Very good team. It took some time for us to get everything going and for players to get comfortable with each other, but it is working. With Nikola, he's only shooting 42% from the field, but I don't care. That's not high for a center, especially a center who can stretch the floor, but I don't care. We are winning games. He is rebounding the ball like he should, and he's still scoring me 15, 16 points per game, and I am very pleased with that production. That is all we need, okay? Because you got LaVine and DeRozan to do the rest. And then we do have some solid role players to come off the bench. Kobe White, you know, he is back. He's played very well. He's very good coming off the bench for us. Ayo! That's what I'm talking about. He's a nice little energizer buddy coming off the bench. I'm going to call it energizer buddy. But he brings a lot of energy and intensity to the game. And he's the hometown kid. Ayo! Hometown kid, y'all. That is amazing. Most players, when they're young, they probably think about playing for their home team. And this, to get on the floor, Chicago, I know he's excited, and I'm very happy for the young man, okay? Sky's the limit. Keep on playing. Very, very good role player. Can be a nice 6th man off the bench for us if he just continues to put the work in. And obviously, Alex Caruso, I don't know about you guys, but when he made the move for free agency, I'm like, excuse me? What? No. Not my Bulls. Alex Caruso, come on now. Come on now. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Throughout the season, we've had a lot of obstacles early on, obviously, with the protocol, injuries, different things. And he has helped us tremendously. Obviously, he's going to bring energy off the bench. He plays defense. He'll hit 3. He will leave it all out there. on the court and you need a player like that on your team. Sometimes we can play small ball where you'll see a lineup with Caruso, DeRozan, LaVine, Lonzo, you know? Unfortunately, Patrick Williams got hurt and suffered a season-ending injury, so that would have been even small ball because he probably would have been at the five spot, but we have a really good team, and I am super excited. You guys just don't understand. It's been a tough road for the Chicago Bulls and their fans. We have signed petitions, put up billboards to get guard packs, okay? That's when you know it gets serious. That's where I'm at with my New York Giants. I'm a New York Giants fan, and that's where I'm at with them as well. It's time to get some billboards up. We need to get them in there. That's for another show, another episode. But nonetheless, this team is really good, scary team, and all of the teams in the East should be concerned. The Bucks, BK, yes, you have one of the top five players in the league, and James Harden. However, the team is not deep. Our team is not deep as well, but we have somebody who can match scoring-wise. Obviously, DeRozan is not KD, but we got a guy who can score the points. We have two. So you got Harden and KD, and then we got Alonzo. Well, not Alonzo. We got DeRozan and LaVine right there. And then we got Nikola. That's the wild card. If Kyrie is not going to play, then, you know, we'll have to see what happens there, right? He's going to do some part-time playing. They were desperate. Let's see how long that lasts. If that doesn't last long, or if it does, I still feel like, yes, Kyrie is really good, but we have someone who can play defense on him. You don't ever stop a great scorer, but you can make it harder so he won't be as efficient as he normally would be. When you have a defensive player like Lonzo playing on him, you know, I do feel like we need to add another wing, because the wings that we have coming off the bench and starting, you know, that's not going to cut it. You know, we had Williams starting, and again, he's out for the season. I think these three guys would work. You got Grant from the Pistons, Cam Reddish from the Hawks, and Talen Horton-Tucker from the Lakers. Out of these three guys, I think the best would be Cam Reddish. The Hawks have so many players that play the same position. As you can see right now this season, they're not doing anything. I mean, you had a great run last postseason, and now they're in 12th place at 15 and 19. I don't feel like they will get over the hump and make that ultimate push that's going to, you know, move them into the playoffs. However, Cam's playing time is so inconsistent. It's just all over the place. I think a player like him would benefit being on a team like the Bulls. He's a 6'8", 3-and-D guy. He's on his rookie contract, 4 years, $19 million. Very good. Grant, he has never been that player that I've always just been like, wow, it was great. But last year was his breakout year. He's been in the league for a few years. Last year was his breakout year. He's on a 3-year, $60 million contract. We'll be a free agent in 2023. That's a lot of money I don't think we can afford to take on. But if we can, it'll be a good move. He'll rebound, play some defense for us, which we can use. However, again, the Cam Reddish is the ultimate move. And now Talen Horton-Tucker, he can play the guard at four spot, as well as Cam can play as well. Right now, I think he would be the easiest player to get, because he is struggling, even though, you know, the Lakers are so high on him. It, to me, just doesn't fit for what they did with their roster this offseason. And he's struggling again, not shooting a good percentage from the field or threes. I think a change of scenery will help. And he's a player that, no pressure, we just need you to come in, play solid defense, we do need another wing player. I feel like once you hit Caruso and Kobe White off the bench, when it comes to our guards, it just gets really thin and unreliable. AO is a rookie, so you know, sometimes with the rookies you can't have high expectations. You gotta lower your expectations sometimes with the rookies, and understand that there's gonna be those nights. And I mean, everybody has nights, but particularly with the rookie, just may not work. So I think that the move should be Cam Reddish. Obviously, the Hawks, a team that doesn't even want to utilize him on a consistent basis, is going to want the world for him, but maybe not, you know? And with the Bulls, we are willing to, you know, make moves now, and smart moves. So this would be a good move, because just imagine a lineup of Lonzo, Zach, Cam, DeRozan, and Nikola at times. I like that lineup, especially with Cam being a defensive-minded guy, and then you got Lonzo to throw in there as well. I do like Tony Bradley coming off the bench too, and I think that teams better pay attention to us, because we are here. The Bulls are coming. Yes, right. The baby Bulls are back. I'm in this Chicago Bulls group on Facebook, and everybody's just excited. It's like a different vibe. We've all hung in there, because I've hung in there, you know. I had some people just pretty much stop supporting the Bulls, and that's their right. I don't care or knock anybody for what they do. But I've been hanging in there, and it's paying off. We are back, and I'm happy. I'm excited, and I am ready. You know, we have a team that, again, that I'm proud of. And I'm proud of the team, one, for the play, and just for the vibe. And again, the vibe is everyone is excited and looks like they love playing a game of basketball and playing with each other and for each other. When you have that type of team, that type of chemistry, sky's the limit. And everybody's talented. You got some talented players on that team, okay? So, what is the outlook? Again, we in the playoffs. Y'all know that. We number two in the Eastern Conference, but we are definitely a threat to take the top spot in the Eastern Conference. You have teams like Boston that have disappointed. Boston has disappointed so much. I'm shocked. You have two of the most talented young wings in the NBA, and it's just not working with 16-19 record. They've taken steps backwards. Again, with Atlanta, several steps backwards in the Eastern Conference, okay? Washington is a surprise this year. Much better than I expected. 19-17 year. Moving backwards, though, so I'm going to have to worry about that. The Knicks, I think they overachieved by a lot, and that's what Tibbs do. That's what the Tibbs team is going to do. They're going to overachieve. We overachieve quite often when Tibbs was the coach of the Bulls, and that's what the Knicks did. Great, because, yeah, you overachieve. You woo-hoo, we in the playoffs. But it hurts your team, because then when you draft, you don't end up having a good enough draft pick, and then they made some bad moves in the offseason. And again, drafting, they didn't make the right moves, because to me, the move for the Knicks should have been Cole Anthony. But I'm a mind my business, y'all, because it's all about the Bulls, and it's good to see the Knicks all the way at the bottom. We looking down at the Knicks like, doesn't that seem familiar? Because, you know, we were dominating the Knicks in the 90s. But nonetheless, it's a great day, every day with the Bulls. And again, I'm so excited. Wishing my team nothing but good luck going into 2022. Great health. Obviously, availability is important. So again, the great health equals wealth, which will translate into wins. The Bulls in the Eastern Conference Finals, with the possibility of going to the finals. Imagine if the Bulls be in the finals. It's been a while and we are right there. We're definitely in the mix, y'all. All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to the Score Fantasy Basketball Podcast. We did switch it up a little bit, but you know, sometimes it's just all good to talk about basketball. Y'all let me know what else y'all want to hear outside of the fantasy basketball, any other sports like NBA and whatnot, what is going on in the NBA. Just let me know. Y'all be great and make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel because we actually do the videos over there. And again, let me know what type of basketball content you want to see and hear because we'll bring it to you, especially the fantasy basketball stuff. We'll be having a new episode come out tomorrow with more waiver wire ads for fantasy basketball. So tune in. Y'all have a happy new year. Be safe. Be blessed. Peace.
Thanks for listening to The Score Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to The Score for more fun and great advice on how to win at fantasy basketball. And if you've got comments or questions about The Score, send them to waiverwirequeen@gmail.com. The Score.